أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about two messengers, and then the third was sent to the people of the city, and they had begun to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they made it very clear that they have come from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and at the same time they have come with the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The people found it strange that human beings like themselves had come to them from Allah Rabbul Izzat to invite them towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But as the events unfolded, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not go into every intricate detail with regards to what had happened in between. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala highlights the important matters from which you and I will be able to gain hidayat, and you and I will be able to gain an understanding of this message of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the difficulties that the messengers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had gone through from time to time. Allah says, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. The people began to say to these messengers that certainly we see you as ill omens, as bad omens. People in our terms of bad luck. That because you have come to our village, you have come to our town, then you have come with a bit of bad luck that has hit the town. And according to the commentators, some have stated that it was drought, lack of rain, lack of food, famine that had crept in after these messengers had come to them and invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously the people had resisted, and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side this drought had come, and now they played a blame game and they began to blame these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this drought. Others have also said that there was another angle to this whole thing, that some people began to accept the word of Allah, they began to accept the message of these messengers, and obviously we will find then that family units now begin to split. Those who had brought iman go to one side, those who had not brought iman, they remain on the other, and obviously there will be conflict in families. And all this they blamed the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam in the past, and they blamed these messengers in this particular time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and the people that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was sent to, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala afflicted them with difficulties because of their denial of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, then they began to say that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had come with the bad luck, he had come with the ill omen, and because of him the difficulties that afflicted them had come. We find that Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, the very same thing, that Salih alayhi salatu wassalam had come to his people and he invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a test from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted difficulties upon them, and hence they were found to be saying the same thing, that this ill omen had come from you. And here again we find the very same thing, and this is a continuity that we will always find, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings the haqq, then batil will always blame the haqq, and batil is always the first one to frustrate and begin to threaten. And we find that there is no difference here also. La illam tantahu lanarjumannakum wa la yamassannakum minna adhabun aleem. If you do not desist, if you do not keep away from this da'wat of yours, this invitation of yours towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will stone you and we will afflict upon you a painful punishment. So we always see that the frustration sets in from the people of batil, and the threat always comes from the people of batil. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam and the people of haqq will always remain steadfast, and they will always invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we come to the seerah of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we had seen the same thing in Makkah Mukarramah. Our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the very early days, they had accepted and they remained steadfast. Our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued steadfastly with endurance, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Sahaba did the same. But when the forces of Batil, they could not tolerate this, then they became frustrated. They afflicted difficulties upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were the ones that had thrown thorns in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Lahab was the first person to have thrown a stone at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the intestines of the camel upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we always find that it is Batil that always gives vent to the anger, and they will always be the first one to begin to threaten, and obviously violent attacks upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were found in the history of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. These messengers simply replied, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, that your ill omens are with you. In other words, it is because of your doings and your ill doings, it is because of your threats, because of you denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these tests have come upon you from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ, despite the fact that we are warning you and you see these warnings as a threat and a form of ill omens, that is never ever possible. But we have come with the rahmah of Allah. We have come with the blessings from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah will descend upon you, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make everything easy for you. Balantum qawmum musrifun. But the reality is this, that you are a transgressive community, a nation that has exceeded all bounds and all limits. All bounds and all limits insofar as your actions and your deeds are concerned. All bounds and all limits insofar as your intellectual capacities are concerned. One Allah is easier for you to worship than the many different gods that you have. Bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because your intellectual capacities have been perverted, the reality and the truth is this, that you have denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why you behave the way you behave. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.